World is world. World is I occasionally do not trust the world. Yes, now. How you take your action now changes your future. Reversely, how you don't take your action changes your future. The same thing, yes. How you take your action changes your future.
Yes.
How you don't take your action changes your future.
Absolutely.
Yes, both of them, I think. Both of them are right.
Yes.
Action by action, I think we can make our future. And also, we can change your direction if you feel like, I'd like to go to this direction, then you take your action to do so. Me too, when I have my favorite direction to go, I try to take my action to do so. So direction shall be decided by our actions taken. Yes. All the time, how you take your action changes your future. How you do not take your action changes your future.
Yes.
How you take your action changes your future. How you do not change your, or how do you do not take your action changes your future.
Yes, that's true.
Most of them.
Yeah, sure.
Now is now. Yes, the future is future. Yes. And how we create a better future is how we spend our time now. But this changes our future. We are breathing there now, there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow we think of the same thing. Tomorrow, it's nice to think of, there is no tomorrow. If you are spending tomorrow, it is already today. And all the time you think of, there is no tomorrow. On the day we think of, there is no tomorrow, because I think before having tomorrow, we got to do our best every day nicely here today. Without breathing there today, there is no tomorrow. That's the reason I think before I go to bed all the time, I question myself, can I wake up once more tomorrow too? Can I wake up again? And when I wake up in the morning all the time, I feel fortunate to wake up once more. I can use my body one more time. And it's not a matter of a joke. It is sure topic. Serious, I'm talking about this. And every day I feel fortunate to wake up, because I feel I can breathe air once again. I can breathe my air I need. I do enjoy spending time some more. I think such a thing is spring of spiritual richness, with a sense of appreciation. No one can make any of elegancy or delicacy. To be delicate enough, of course, as for you to have as a surely indispensable element, you need to have a sense of appreciation to live every day. Without appreciating, I think you don't feel anything delicately. Why you feel delicately is surely coming from a sense of appreciation to live every day, as you pay public attention to feel you have enough attention to feel something delicately from the sense of appreciation to live. If you do not appreciate anything, no, you are not delicate. You do not pay attention delicately. You don't care anything. You just live naturally. That's why you care. Why you pay attention to feel delicately? Because you do appreciate you live now. Anyway, Veritas is important to establish your tuning standard.